Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Calvin and Hobbes Portable Compendium Set 2 is a compact paperback collection of Bill Watterson's Calvin and Hobbes newspaper comic strips, originally published in a portable slipcased format designed for both new readers and longtime fans. As a comic strip collection, it belongs to the broader tradition of curated newspaper comics collections, but it stands out because it presents the material chronologically and in a deliberately portable package. This second set gathers nearly 500 strips from March 1987 through July 1988, showing the series as it evolved during a formative period. The book is not a new story or reinterpretation. Instead, its purpose is archival and accessible, preserving the original rhythm, humor, and visual structure of the strip while making it easier to read and collect. For readers who value comics history, Bill Watterson's craft, or the cultural impact of Calvin and Hobbes, the set offers a carefully packaged entry point into one of the most influential comic strips ever syndicated. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a portable archival edition built around newspaper comic preservation, this volume is distinctive less for new content than for its method of presentation. The portable compendium format is designed to preserve Calvin and Hobbes as a newspaper strip while making it easier to handle than a large omnibus. That matters because newspaper comics depend on pacing, sequence, and page design, and a portable edition can easily distort those qualities if it is handled carelessly. Here, the chronological arrangement keeps the strip's development intact, allowing readers to see how jokes, recurring ideas, and visual habits accumulate over time. The archival slipcase and author-selected cover art also reinforce the sense that this is a preservation project rather than a commercial reboot. In practical terms, the format makes the material easier to read in short sessions, carry in a bag, or store on a shelf without sacrificing the integrity of the strip. The collection therefore serves both as a reading object and as a curated record of a major comic strip in its original form. Secondly, Bill Watterson's early-late 1980s style in a focused chronological window, because this set covers March 1987 to July 1988. It captures a specific and important stretch of the strip's development. Readers can observe how Bill Watterson was refining the balance between gag-driven newspaper humor and the more reflective, conceptually ambitious approach that later made Calvin and Hobbes so widely admired. This is one reason chronological collections matter. They show not only the finished product, but also the evolution of tone, timing, and visual confidence. In this period, the strip is already recognizable for its imaginative energy, but it is also clearly testing how far it can stretch within the limits of the daily comic format. That makes the set useful for readers interested in craft, because it reveals how a syndicated strip can grow through repetition and variation, rather than through a single plotted arc. The sequence also helps readers appreciate Watterson's economy. Small changes in facial expression, panel composition, or setup can carry substantial comic weight, and reading the strips together emphasizes that precision. Thirdly, the interplay of child imagination and philosophical humor. The central appeal of Calvin and Hobbes remains the relationship between Calvin's imagination and the strip's philosophical wit. This set continues that pattern, using the comic form to stage arguments about childhood, authority, fear, freedom, and the absurdity of everyday life. The brilliance of the strip is that it does not separate humor from reflection. Instead, the jokes often depend on a serious premise pushed into a ridiculous situation. Calvin's games and fantasies create visual opportunities for adventure, but they also reveal how children transform ordinary settings into arenas for testing identity and control. Hobbes functions as both a comic partner and a structural device for shifting between reality and imagination, which gives the strip its unusual emotional range. In this portable collection, those qualities are easier to compare across successive strips, so patterns become more visible. Readers can see how Watterson uses a simple recurring framework to generate a wide range of meanings, from slapstick to meditations on perception and loneliness. That mix explains why the strip remains readable across generations. Fourthly, why the compact two-book format changes the reading experience. This set is composed of two 144-page paperback books, and that structure matters more than it might first appear. A two-book format changes how a reader moves through the strips, making the collection feel less like a heavy archive and more like a sequence of manageable sessions. That suits comic strip reading especially well, since daily strips are often best absorbed in small bursts, while Sunday pages reward slightly longer attention. The compact design also encourages portability, which expands where and how the strips can be read. Beyond convenience, the format alters the relationship between nostalgia and access. Many classic comic collections are large, expensive, or intimidating, which can limit their audience to collectors. This edition lowers that barrier without reducing the quality of the content. It is therefore well-suited for readers who want the substance of a major Calvin and Hobbes collection, but prefer a size and price structure that makes actual reading more likely. The format becomes part of the book's cultural function by widening access. Lastly, a strong entry point for new readers and a useful companion for collectors. The Portable Compendium Set 2 works in two directions at once. It is an accessible introduction for newcomers and a satisfying collecting format for established fans. For new readers, the chronological presentation offers a clear way to enter the strip without needing deep background knowledge. Because Calvin and Hobbes is not dependent on dense continuity, readers can begin here and quickly understand the comic's main pleasures: humor, invention, and a distinct point of view on childhood. For longtime fans, the set provides a compact way to revisit an important stretch of the run in a format that emphasizes preservation and readability. Its main advantage over many similar collections is that it combines portability with an editorial sense of care. Rather than offering a generic reprint, it frames the strips as a historically significant body of work worth revisiting in sequence. That gives the book value beyond nostalgia. It functions as both an enjoyable reading object and a small-scale archive of one of the most respected newspaper comics ever published. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who already appreciate Calvin and Hobbes, as well as anyone curious about why Bill Watterson's strip remains so influential in comic history. New readers will benefit from the clear chronological structure, which makes it easy to see how the humor, visual storytelling, and imaginative worldview develop over time. Collectors will value the compact slipcased format, which preserves the material in a more portable and approachable edition than many classic comics archives. The book stands out in its category because it does not simply repackage familiar strips. It presents them in a form that respects the original newspaper context, while also adapting them for modern, practical reading. Compared with larger omnibuses, it is easier to carry and less visually imposing. Compared with casual comic reprints, it feels more carefully curated and historically aware. Its main strength is this combination of access, sequence, and preservation. As a result, it serves both as a readable comic collection and as a measured introduction to one of the most admired works in newspaper cartooning. If you would like to support Bill Watterson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.